We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue. Remember, if you bleed blue and white, you got to drink blue and light. I am Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith, and this segment I'm calling Take a Stand. If you haven't been with us as we've done one of these segments before, it's very simple. I am going to make a statement about the Penn State football team, program, coaching staff, anything along those lines, and Dustin is required to take a stand, either agreeing or disagreeing with the statement. There is no, I repeat, no straddling the fence, Dusty. All right, you understand the rules?
Oh, I'm going to straddle the fence on that too, I get it. We usually do this, by the way, with two people, and I think we've awarded points in the past. This is for me beautiful because I'm guaranteed to win.
Not so fast, my friend. All right. Let's begin. The Penn State 2020 team will win 11 regular season games this year.
Boy, I'm going to take a stand and say they're not going to win. Are we just talking about regular season? Or are we talking about including the bowl game?
Specifically said regular season, which means they'll either win be 11-1 or 12-0 at the end of the season.
Yeah, I'm not going to subscribe to that. I'm not all doomsday about it, but I do have some concerns when you look at the early part of their schedule through the month of October and the work that needs to be done. The number of moving parts, particularly on the offense with a new receiver coach, new coordinator, new offensive line coach. I think they've got some definitive strengths, and I think there's a really good chance that, you know, what you see, the finished product in week 12 is much better than what you see week one. But there are as many opportunities to lose in the first, 6 weeks or so of the year, as many of those chances this year as I've seen in a while for Penn State. And, going to Virginia Tech in week two, going to Michigan on October 3rd, Iowa at home on the 17th of October, and Ohio State at home on the 24th. You're looking at, four good chances there, four games that you will be tested some. And I just have some questions about how far along they'll be when they get into the thick of things. And then, obviously taking away spring practice, the blue-white game, and all those opportunities. The team is, they're at home and doing remote learning right now. There's a lot of moving parts here. And I think just what's happening this spring doesn't help them. I would not pick them to win 11 or 12 games.
Okay. And I do not want to misquote you, Dusty, but if I heard you correctly, you said they're going to lose at least four games, correct?
They're going to lose a minimum of nine, I think, if we're boiling it down. I would pick them a little closer to 9-3 than I would 11-1.
Okay. I think when they make the put the odds on it, I think they're over under for wins. They'll probably put them out at like 9.5.
If
I had to guess. All right. Next up, outside of Justin Fields, okay, taking Justin Fields out of the equation, Sean Clifford will be the best quarterback in the Big Ten this season.
I am going to buy that, I think. I'm still a believer in Sean Clifford. I'm still a believer in the it factor that he has. I also feel like that point of the season last year where you would have expected to see him make progress, he was so banged up that his progress was stunted some. I want to see him grow to the point where he handles pressure a little bit better. We have an offense now with Kirk Ciarrocca that made Tanner Morgan look really, really good. The question obviously right now is how much of that was Tanner Morgan, how much of that was the system itself, and the answer is probably it lies somewhere in between there. But I think Sean Clifford is a really good player, and I think him starting as a redshirt sophomore, we probably shouldn't have expected a really smooth transition. We shouldn't have expected him to be perfect. We saw him, you know, make some flawed choices and that kind of thing. I think he's going to benefit from an offense that keeps it simple a little bit more, focuses on some core concepts that they use and they can adjust and tweak accordingly from week to week. I think the system and everything, I think it's going to help him. I want to see a system where it accentuates more of his throwing than it does his running ability. I think they'll still use that. But I think we'll see Sean Clifford grow, and I think there's a really good chance that he's the second-best quarterback in the league.
Okay. I was just so impressed with his game planning against Penn State. I know that's a small sample size, and I'm talking about Kurt Shiraka. I was so impressed by that. I'm looking to see some of that with Penn State, and I think he has more weapons with this offense than he did with Minnesota. So that will be very interesting to see. All right, here's next one. This will be Journey Brown's last season at Penn State.
The more I think about this one, beyond just when you just asked the question now, I've thought about this a bit, actually, and I'm gonna buy that. I wasn't buying Journey Brown this time last year. I was a little bit leery of how much hype there was, and I wasn't quite sure of what his upside actually was. And I thought he started to demonstrate it during the year last year. We saw a little bit more as the year went on. But then in between the end of the regular season and the Cotton Bowl, something happened because he was a monster in that game. And as much as anything, you know, I had pigeonholed him into, okay, he's the guy that if you create a crease for him, he's going to take it, you know, north, south, he's going to take it to the end zone. He showed that he's a lot more than that in the Cotton Bowl. He was violent and aggressive in good ways. He was showed some more lateral movement that I didn't know he had, some physicality that I didn't know he had. Obviously he's a really fast player, but he looked like a complete back and somebody who could be one of the best running backs in the country this year. I think you're going to see him leave early for the draft, and I would buy that. And by the way, I've made this point before. If he goes to the draft and he's a high pick, which I think there's a good chance of that, Penn State will have had a three-star, a four-star, and a five-star all leave early for the NFL draft and be high picks in Miles Sanders, Saquon Barkley, and Journey Brown. They will have shown development from all walks of life and their ability to get them where they want to go. I think this, as you know, it's obviously Saquon set the standard, but this would be another feather in the cap of development.
Exactly, and I do think the point you made about Saquon Barkley, I think he set the standard for the work ethic, and you saw it then in Miles Sanders. Now Journey Brown is next up, and the nice thing is, even if he does go to the draft next year, you have a couple guys by the name of Noah Kane and Devin Ford coming back. Not too shabby. All right, here's the next one. This is more a national college football question. We talked about the national picture earlier this week, Dustin, and we made the point of discussing how Alabama, Ohio State, and Clemson are always going to be among the top-ranked teams. Here's my question, or my statement for you. If I had to make the bet, and I had a choice of either taking all three of Alabama, Ohio State, and Clemson, or I could take the rest of the field to win the national championship, I would take Alabama, Ohio State, and Clemson versus the field.
Is it the same money line for both?
Even money. You get even to money. Take your pick. You either get those three teams or you get the rest. You could get LSU and Georgia and Oklahoma and Penn State and anyone else in the country, or you could take those three teams. What are you going to do?
I would need much better odds to take the field. I think that you need to incentivize that, because the odds that the national champion comes from that group is better than the odds that the national champ will come from the field, if we're being honest with it. You know, like LSU hit a dream run last year where they had a quarterback who had a historic season, maybe the best ever for a quarterback. Now they're back in the market for a quarterback, and that's a variable I wouldn't be willing to bet on. Georgia, they can take a swing at Alabama most years. They have a comparable amount of talent, but I would never pick them to overcome Alabama. Oklahoma, you know, we've seen what that team can do, and the ceiling more years than not is that they can be that four seed in the college football playoff. I'd never really take them seriously as a true contender. Now, you know, you get into that field and who knows, you know, you can make something happen for yourself, but give me that big three all day, every day. I'm not sure at this point what kind of odds difference I would require to take the field, but even money's not it.
All right. I'm with you. You start the season right now, they're the top three ranked teams. You got to bet that it would be an upset for any one of those three to not be in the playoffs. All right. Next up, we are looking at Penn State's starting offense. Game one, the starting wide receivers for this Penn State football team will be Jahan Dotson, Daniel George, and John Dunmore.
I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy it. There's no factual evidence that suggests that Dunmore is going to be the guy. We don't know how much progress he's made behind the scenes, but I'm a big believer in his talent. I'm a big believer that Penn State needs exactly what he brings to the table. It's also wide open. The circumstances are all there for Dunmore to crack the starting lineup. Cam Sullivan Brown, what does his experience mean, or how much does that matter in the grand scheme of things? We'll start to learn that also. But I would buy that. If I were picking three right now, those would be the three that I pick. I think you have a good mix of, you know, as proven as they've got, and you've got a good mix of upside there. I think Daniel George, I like that he's down to 210 now instead of 220. I think we'll start to see him make good on some of that promise. That will be my three for sure. I'm buying.
I'm with you. That would be the three, and I think it's fascinating that we talked earlier about Daniel George losing some weight, John Dunmore gaining some weight. Both of those made those changes that will help them see the field as starters, right?
I agree with that. I like the segment, by the way. I think we need to keep doing it. For now, though, we are through with this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to download the Keystone Sports app if you don't have it already. A lot of good stuff there all the time. Visit us at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. And between now and next edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show, we'll see you next time.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma. Or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the blue-white spring game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the spring game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.